Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it. But nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's first Thursday Travel to Larry County show with the Sequoia Tourism Council. And this is one of our favorite areas that we visit as often as we can on our Love Your Parks tour. It's located in Central California, and Tulare County is home to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks, some of our very first national parks in the system, which is awesome. Also, Giant Sequoia National Monument and Sequoia National Forest, and there's all kinds of small historic communities to visit when you're there too, especially in the foothills of the parks and forest. And all of these communities are agricultural, they have a lot of art, they have like history, like I was saying, but they also have group meeting facilities and definitely a place you want to go if you're a business traveler, digital nomad like us, work a little bit in your hotel room or even your Airbnb and then sneak out, go for a hike. And then if you want to do a conference, convention, an expo, they definitely have all kinds of places to put this together and all kinds of really cool activities to include. And then if you go to the conference and want to do something after, maybe with your family, they definitely have that. So check out the website, discoverthesequoias.com. We have some awesome guests joining us. Suzanne Bianco, who's the Tourism Marketing Director for Visalia, is here. Welcome back, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having us back again. We enjoyed talking with you.
You too. I mean, we always learn something new, right? It's like no matter what, how many times we go to Tulare County, there's always something new and always something happening. And it just feels like each time we go, it just is growing, but still maintaining its integrity sense of place, which is exciting to see.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it. They're certainly not resting on their laurels, lots of new things happening. But like you said, maintaining that the charm and welcoming atmosphere that people have grown to expect when they come to Tulare County.
Right. And everyone, Visalia is the county seat. So you can go to visitvisalia.com. And we've got a new guest joining us. Normally we have Donette Silva Carter here, but we have Kylie Arce, who is part of the Tulare Chamber of Commerce. She is the director of marketing joining us. And so welcome to the show, Kylie. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing very well. I'm excited to be here and chat with you and Suzanne and help spread the word about everything we have going on in our county and, you know, surrounding communities like Tulare.
And Tulare, I mean, you got the name. You guys stole the name. No, you had it. But, you know, good to have you on the show. And we love Tulare, and the historic downtown seems to like really be blossoming. In fact, when we talk about business and traveling businesses, you can even rent office space downtown in with a downtown dream, right, in Tulare.
Yes, you can. And our downtown is just booming right now. We're going through a whole revitalization and reinvigoration program. Our city council and our city manager and city leadership is doing a phenomenal job of, you know, making sure that that is a great space for business. And at the Tulare Chamber, as a champion for business, we're so excited to see that growth. And the downtown dream folks, they do an awesome job. So that is a space that you can rent for co-working space, a great creative area. And then we have a really great amenities and new businesses that are going to be coming up and opening very soon.
I think this is really interesting how we have these, you know, coworker spaces, because, you know, you can get really bummed out just working at home alone or in your hotel room and not have that atmosphere of like excitement of that feeling of teamwork. Even if someone's working on something completely different, there's just that vibe that you want of having people around you, right?
Right. So I think especially cool. nowadays, you know, it's become so much more popular to work remotely or work from home or, you know, and more accessible. So even if that's not your full-time job, when you're traveling, it's really great to have those opportunities to meet new people and have that creative space as well. So we love having the Downtown Dream folks, and they just expanded into a new building not too long ago. So they have even more space for that. And then the chamber itself is going to open up a business incubator with the city. So that will have co-working wow. space as well, you know, even available for people to rent out or come while they're visiting.
Wow. So this is becoming a deal. Are you seeing that, Suzanne, in Visalia? Are you seeing people really kind of come into town, digital nomads, and then, you know, maybe they're going to do some business meetings and maybe go meet some farmers or, you know, citrus growers out at the time. But are you seeing more of that kind of remote workforce happening, traveling in the area?
Yeah, maybe. We see a lot of people do stop by our office and we sort of chat when they come into the office and we ask why they're here and they'll say, well, I'm here for work. I'm meeting with people and they're from all over. So I think it's really a crossroads of people coming in here, not only from the agricultural component here, but, you know, the industrial parks in all of our communities are really booming. So they're starting to see, I think, more and more people are coming through here for that reason. So
Dinuba,
big meetings. Too. Yeah. Yeah.
Dinuba is really doing that, right? Getting more of that manufacturing and packaging kind of thing, right? I think in that area.
Yes, their industrial space is growing as well. I think, you know, like Suzanne said, all of our communities really are, and new, you know, warehouses are being built and brought in and new companies expanding. So it's really exciting time for our county and our area.
I think wow. Visalia, or sorry, I think Tulare County's position within the state of California is really what is helping to drive that. Whether it is a visitor that's flying into LA or San Francisco and wanting to see the Sequoia National Park, they can just be here, rent a car and be here in 3 hours. But it's also really great for business because, you know, convention groups that are meeting can, you know, meet in the middle, so to speak. So if their attendees are spread out across the state of California, all of the attendees can be here within roughly the same amount of time, whether they're coming from Northern California or Southern California. And in terms of speaking of the industrial park and that and whatnot, you know, distribution centers are, you know, able to get their product, you know, to wherever across the state or across state lines, even coming from a central point like Tulare County. So a lot of good reasons to be meeting here or visiting here or working here.
It's exciting. And your closest airport, main airport, I know you have one in Visalia, right? And then also in Fresno, would that be the main thing?
Yep. Fresno it's an international airport and it can connect people to anywhere in the world, really. A lot of growth there that happened, particularly during COVID. They really saw an amazing amount of growth in the number of flights that they offer, number of people that are going through the airport. And for anyone who's been to LAX or, you know, any, I pick another large airport that just takes so long to, you know, land. By the time the plane lands on the, you know, on the runway, it taxis to the gate. You get off the plane, and by the time you're even at the curb, not even out of the airport, but to the curb, already you've wasted an hour of your time or more. So Fresno is a really great regional airport, but has great connections to some really great hubs, Dallas and Chicago being two really great hubs for people to connect through to get anywhere else in the country or in the world.
Awesome. That's good information for everyone when they start planning, you know, meetings. Are you seeing a lot of meetings like, big, I mean, because it's been weird, you know, during the pandemic. So let's start with you, Suzanne, in Visalia, because you've got the convention center. That is downtown, which that is one of the coolest things about Visalia is you can stay in a hotel right down. You can park, get into your hotel, wheel your stuff over to the convention center. Then afterwards, you can go downtown. I remember staying at the Marriott, too. They were really set up for business. And going downtown, you've got restaurants, you can do a historic walking tour, you can take a breather, go, okay, enough business, clear my head. You can go play at the Imagine Children's Museum because, listen, you want to have some fun too. But it's a very easy thing to do. I mean, you see bigger conventions coming back or more smaller meetings for Visalia?
A little bit of both. We've had some of our largest conventions ever have just this in this current year in 2022. So we are seeing some of those larger conventions booking out numerous years ahead of time. But there's also smaller groups that are getting together as well. Some attendees maybe are not quite ready to go to a convention, be with a large group of people. But I think, you know, this county has so much great outdoor space, and it's really not far from where you are. So I think it's a great opportunity for conventioners to be able to do their show and then go for a hike or go out for a walk at Cahuilla Oaks Preserve or, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't know if I answered your question, but.
Yeah, but it's just because I think we're just in that rebirth of, okay, getting back together. And I think also with the remote workforce that companies are going, well, do I have to have this huge office space when I'm going to have a smaller office space and we could meet in a cool place, like go to the Sequoias. And before we were recording, you were saying that you can actually rent a shuttle bus to take you to Sequoia National Park.
There's a shuttle service that operates seasonally from May to September that picks up at most of the hotels in Visalia for the ride up to the national park for the day. So you can get on an early morning bus, get all the way up to the park. It drops you off. You spend the day taking the in-park shuttle to visit all the top sites, General Sherman, go to Morro Rock, take a hike. At the end of the day, you get back on the shuttle and it'll bring you back to your hotel. So for an independent traveler, it's a fantastic way to be able to see a national park. It's really cost effective. It's really not very expensive at all to take. I think tickets this year were $20 round trip, and that includes your park entry fee. So, you know, it's a really great, I think there's another couple of spots as well, pickup spots in Exeter and in Three Rivers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's a, you know, a really great program that a lot of people take advantage of because it is, it's easy for a person traveling by themselves, and a conventioner oftentimes is by themselves. And so they may not want to drive the mountain roads or whatever it is, or don't have a car. So they can hop on a shuttle if they have an extra day on either end of their convention and head on up and see the national parks. So a great resource for travelers, both and independent or residential.
It should be part of a conference. It should be. Everybody get on the bus, you know, go up to the park. For when you think about teamwork, that's it. All of you hike Morro Rock and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Because that's a challenge. But I think it's something really cool for people to go and do and experience something outside of business. I mean, there's so many studies that show that, you know, even when it comes to trust amongst a team, you know, you need to bond over something always other than work. And that's where you find your trust level. And that's where you find that common ground and become more familiar. So you support each other better when it comes to projects.
Yeah.
So, I mean, go on a bus or a shuttle, get up to the park, go for a hike. You're going to see things new. You're going to learn more. So I think that's a really, really cool thing. And also, I wanted to touch on the Sequoia Parks Conservancy because they put programs together. So that could be something like a guided hike that people could do. And they work with the shuttle, don't they?
So people can or if a group wanted to rent their own bus, if they had a larger group and they want to do their own bus, they could do that. They could have someone from the Sequoia Parks Conservancy be a step-on guide and give them a guided tour. Right now, you could take a snowshoe walk in the wintertime or in the summertime. They could take you on a hike through the giant sequoia trees, and people learn lots of amazing facts about this park and those amazing trees.
And it's cool because they do customized plans too. And that's what they did with us. And we just ended up walking. We learned all about bugs and birds and, you know, so much, and all about the people of the parks too. That's also cool program. So I love that. I want to go to you, Kylie, over in Tulare, because you guys have the fairgrounds, you have the Agri Center, the International Agri Center. And I know this is airing in January, but February, you guys are a little bit like, the tractors are coming to town.
Yes,
I feel like that monster coming. The tractors are coming, right? Yeah. So tell us a little bit about those spaces, because you have big space and a lot of hotels like Visalia too, to accommodate everyone.
We do. And, you know, touching on Suzanne's point, you know, people want to go all over our county. So whether they are actually meeting at these spaces or not, they have other, you know, aspects where they're worth the visit. You know, we have the International Agri Center. They also have what's called the Ag Ventures Ag Museum. So that's a great space to go see, even if you're not having an event at the Agri Center. But like the name says, it is an international event space. So the International Agri Center is host to the World Ag Expo. So in mid-February, we are really, you know, the host to people from all over the world. And we love to host the International Business Center at the World Ag Expo. So we offer a great networking opportunity and meeting space from the Tulare Chamber at the World Ag Expo. So we get to touch base with a lot of business professionals from across the world. And then that the Agri Center itself has plenty of meeting spaces and event venue spaces that a lot of our local businesses love to utilize, but really the perfect space for, you know, a conference or convention itself. In addition to smaller meeting spaces, they have rooms, I think, you know, from anywhere to 20 to 30 folks for smaller groups. So they have those meeting spaces as well, in addition to large venue spaces that can hold up to 400, 500 folks.
Well, just, I wanted to point out the number of people that come to World Ag Expo. How many people come to see that show? 100,000 people or something like that?
Yes, I couldn't even say the number. It's so many. We have so many folks from all over the world and across our, you know, own local area, but, you know, thousands of people in that space. So the outdoor area, you know, is host to events and, you know, conferences as well. I know we have local events that go on and rent that space. So they have not just their own International Agri Center building, but plenty of buildings and land use that's available for renting as well. So people can really get creative with it. We have a local show called the Rusty Root Show. They have different vendors, you know, utilize that space as well. And really so many opportunities at that location, in addition to our Tulare County Fairgrounds. And that's host to the county fair. But again, they also have spaces for rent available. And both of those locations are actually going through an expansion right now. So in the next year, there's going to be even more opportunities to rent those spaces.
Wow. So that's something to think about, is it's not just, oh, let's have an expo, or it's really putting on like themed events, you know, where vendors get to come out from behind the computer and meet their their clients, you know, which I think is a really cool thing. And when you touch on the agriculture part too, I think there's so many fun activities. Like you could go on the wagon and in it's outside. Where is it? Lemoore? Am I getting the wrong town now? Where is Farmer Bob?
Ivanhoe.
Right? There it is. I think I got Lemoore. Where is Lemoore? Is just up the road from Tulare, right?
It's a little bit west of us. Yes.
Oh, okay. But Farmer Bob will take you on a tractor around, you know, the citrus. So do you get people coming? I know you've got the big expo in February, but do you get...
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it, but nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Feeling stuck in your current job? Looking for a career pivot? Are you a proven leader looking to step up? The University of Maryland's Robert H. Smith School of Business prepares students to meet challenges, solve problems, and obtain a profound understanding of how to operate in the modern economy. With MBA and MS programs offering flexible options to fit your lifestyle and goals. GMAT and GRE not required. Learn more today at go.umd.edu/Smith School. University of Maryland Smith School of Business. Inspired, fearless, unstoppable.
Groups and meetings coming just around agriculture.
We do. So I'd say that the World Ag Expo is definitely the largest agriculture inaugural gathering of folks in the world. But we have people coming to our area, not just for agricultural business, and, you know, utilizing all of our vendors here and businesses that focus on agriculture, but people who are visiting, you know, maybe they're going to a conference not too far away, or they're traveling for business, like Suzanne said, in LA or San Francisco. And it's not too far to make a trip to, you know, see our area. I think people are really curious, if they're not from here, about what it means to be such an agricultural hotspot. And, you know, what it looks like, and learn about our different agricultural, you know, opportunities and learning spaces. I think it's really big area of interest. So we have people coming just to see what it's all about. And so,
cool.
You know, places like Farmer Bob's World are really great in the last few years of kind of, you know, capitalizing on that and bringing folks in just for, you know, that agricultural education and interest.
We just hosted a tour group from the Czech Republic that was a group of independent farmers that were here specifically to meet with some of the local farms here. They visited with Farmer Bob. They did a tour around the county. So it is an attractive area for people from all over the world to come and explore.
Okay, so when you come to, you know, the event spaces, obviously got the convention center, you've talked about also, you know, the fairgrounds, that's a huge thing too, and then the agri center. Are there smaller meeting spaces, like do restaurants have that kind of thing? Do hotels, resorts kind of thing? Anything different and unique people should know about? We'll start with you, Kylie, for that, your area and your neighboring communities.
Definitely. So we have a lot of spaces that are for smaller groups. And I think there's some creative and unique ones that really capture our outdoor atmosphere and such, you know, beauty that is in our community. So in Tulare specifically, we have a couple of venues, one called The Gardens that is for a more of an event venue space, but they have the opportunity to do business gatherings there as well. You know, think holiday party or, you know, any small group gathering and that's an outdoor and indoor space. We have what's called Evergreen Island as well, directly here in Tulare. And then our hotels here also have meeting spaces. So we have the Hampton Inn and Suites. We have a Best Western. We have a locally owned hotel called Hillstone Inn. And then as far as neighboring communities go, one that I've always loved personally and think is really interesting on Highway 198, just out of Exeter, is called Merriman Station. And that's a beautiful, beautiful venue with such a deep history, but really takes advantage of the beauty. There's, you know, windows and it looks out over orange groves and has the view of the sequoias and, you know, the mountains right there as well. So that's a really beautiful space and can anywhere from, you know, a 200 person gathering to, you know, a smaller gathering upstairs. So a lot of, you know, unique historical places that have those, you know, meeting spaces available for people as well. And then even new spaces coming in to play off of the historical ones as well. So in our neighboring community of Porterville, they are getting a new casino location. So Eagle Mountain Casino is a space that was up, you know, more closer to Springville by Porterville. And now they're moving to a new location directly in Porterville next to the Porterville Airport. And they're going to have a huge conference and event center, as well as hotel rooms, new restaurants, and the casino itself. So, you know, always fun to take advantage of that while you're visiting for business. But
spend your bonus.
Yes, exactly. But so many, you know, small gathering locations, not just our giant event spaces like the Ag Center or the fairgrounds, but really anywhere and anyone, you know, is available here.
You know, even community centers work, you know, and I was going to say golf courses. You've got the golf course in Tulare, some of the parks. When people get together, sometimes you just want to be outside and you've got beautiful parks, community parks throughout Tulare County and definitely Tulare. I remember seeing them like, wow, that's really cool. Just even to have a breakout session, you know, you may be indoors and go outside, get some greenery, go play. Golf is a good place to do some business deals. Just saying, that hasn't gone out of style. And then there's cocktails afterwards, right? So, or maybe right along the way, who knows? But Suzanne, you've got golf courses too. And Mooney Park, Mooney Grove Park, that is an amazing park. I would go there just, you know, for fun.
Yeah. I mean, as Kylie was saying, you know, there's a lot of traditional meeting space throughout the county. Of course, the Visalia Convention Center is an enormous space for those are larger meetings. And even if they're meeting there, there are a lot of unique spaces. You know, consider the historic Fox Theater for a presentation or something like that. You know, that's a great theater space that's beautiful on the inside and unique, also in the downtown area, that makes a great and different place to get offsite a little bit. If you have a big convention, you can get offsite, and it helps the attendees have a better experience, so they're not just stuck in a convention center the entire time. You mentioned Farmer Bob's as a farm tour place, but he also has it's a great destination for a special dinner or other event like that, either indoors in the Crystal Barn or outdoors in their historic Seven Sycamores event space. So out in the orange groves, with looking out at the Sierra Nevada mountains. Beautiful spots all across this county that are unique, from barn style for a casual event to, you know, more elegant, maybe Bella Vita event space, either indoors or their outdoors woodlands area, are all these great opportunities for something unique, for a meeting to really stand out among its attendees. You know, it's been a while. You know, we had a couple of years where meetings weren't getting together. And I think people really do want to get together. And I think it's people recognize that that people really still need to meet in person. Zoom can only go so far. I think people really want to meet face to face with their with their partners and whatnot. So, but making your meeting stand out a little more by putting some uniqueness to it. So I think that you know, a meeting held in Tulare County can really meet all of those requirements. So.
Yeah. And also, you know, when you think about the lodging, you've got all kinds, I know you've got a lot of Airbnbs, but you've got, you know, I think every single brand hotel, right? You have every hotel with internet and everything. And you've got some really historic inns too. I know when we're in Tulare, though, we stayed at La Quinta. And then you've got right about to Tulare Outlet Center. I mean, you could go, you know, yeah, give me that bonus.
Yeah, the Tulare outlets are great. And they even have a Galaxy Theaters there too. So like Suzanne said, a great meeting space as well. And they do presentations, and that's a great, you know, audiovisual element to be in a theater and have that opportunity. And that theater, I mean, not only for the business element, but for the entertainment, like you said, it's just a complete bonus to go there. It's one of, you know, one of the best theaters, you know, in the county really, and in our area. So people travel from all over for that luxury dining experience. And then the Tulare outlets do have, you know, about 50 brands from all over, and an amazing restaurant, a locally owned Bravo Farms, which also just expanded and has, you know, some opportunity for dining and outdoor meeting space as well.
Oh, I like this. I think people are going to start doing, like, you know, the company barbecue and picnics are going to come back for being outdoors. And I think that's fun. You know what I mean? Kind of, you know, some nice team building, fun games and whatever, you know, I think that kind of thing can happen. But the Galaxy Theater, I remember when we were there last year, was it last year, Suzanne? It was last year. I can't keep up.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was last year.
I've lost track of time.
It's anyway, the last time we were there, which wasn't that long ago, and we were at the Galaxy Theater, he was talking about how, because of the pandemic, they were able to use their technology to host meetings. I mean, talk about Zoom, but it's on this massive screen around the world. I mean, you could have it was pretty crazy what they were doing. Like, you could have an audience in there. And then, I mean, that was Zoom magnified
right
inside inside the theater. And they have
got creative during the pandemic
and everything, you know, they do all kinds of cool stuff. So
you also made me think of Mooney Grove and the beautiful arbors they have there for a big family picnic or a big company picnic would be great. They have, you know, of course, lots of rolling grassy fields for, you know, the whatever the different types of games there are, but a picnic under the arbors there would be fantastic. They're really large and with their picnic tables, and that'd be a great place.
Peacocks. The peacocks. And there's a museum there too that is really cool. people need to go to the museum there. I love your museums and golf. And how many golf courses do you think? I mean, I know there's one outside Porterville. There's Tulare has one. Dinuba has one.
Valley Oaks has 27 holes. It's a 3-9 hole courses. Yeah.
So yeah, that's so something that people do. Yeah. Where would you go for like martini lunch? Because come on, we need to bring those back too. I'm going back in the 70s, right? Come on, we want a martini lunch. Where would you go for a martini lunch, or like you want to sit down with a client and have a nice classy dinner, not too over the top, but a nice balanced one where you can have a business conversation, an elegant meal, a nice cocktail?
Definitely. I'll start in Tulare. You know, we have Fugazi's, which has locations in Visalia as well, but that's a great option. Here they, you know, like I said, are in Visalia too, even Kingsburg, but they have delicious, you know, drinks and food, and great meeting spaces as well. And then even Bravo Farms, they offer beer and wine, and they just expanded to have a bar location. So that's a really great space. I always love to do my meetings at Bravo Farms. They have delicious local food and salads, but, you know, great wine selections as well.
What about you, Suzanne? Well, you have some good martini places.
Can't say that I've been to them all.
I've been to a couple. You've got a telephone booth. You're one of the few places with a British telephone booth.
That's true. There are a lot of places, big and small, casual and formal. Vintage Press is, you know, obviously a fantastic place for a martini or a cocktail. Beautiful bar that they have there, and outdoor patio as well. But that's a top-notch place to take a client to reward your staff for a job well done or any special occasion there. There is a little place here on Main Street, Bistro de Bufala, and they have a little downstairs basement that's kind of fun for cocktails and, you know, sort of has a little bit of a, what were those things called in the 1920s?
Speakeasy.
Kind of, it's not really, but kind of, because you're going downstairs into a basement, and it's that's a super fun place. And the bartender there is really fun. He might even make you a, you know, a specialty cocktail just for you, you know, named after you or something like that. You know, or up in Three Rivers, there is the, now I say it and it's going to go completely out of, Old Buckaroo, that was a food truck, but, you know, has a great location, and that's kind of a great vibe. Grab a beer and have a casual, more casual, sit at the picnic tables outside and listen to the, you know, Cuyo River coming through, out of National Park. And so, lots of great places. And, you know, always recommend speaking to one of us at Tulare Chamber or here at Visit Visalia for recommendations for your specific group. I think that we both can help find great venues, great restaurant recommendations, those sorts of unique activities that can really take a meeting from sort of dry, but to a really unique level.
I want to do axe throwing halfway through a meeting. That's what we need. It's like, we need those kind of things, you know. And there's places where people go and like take a, I don't know, like a baseball bat to old computers and things. I'm like, okay, that's what I think of you, boss. We need things like that. We can have a Greek plate throwing contest, you know. That's it.
Yeah. But I think, like Suzanne said, we, you know, definitely come visit us because we, you know when new businesses are coming. Like we mentioned earlier in Tulare, we have so many, you know, new locations and restaurants and tap rooms and a wine bar that are in the works. And, you know, they're not open yet, but we're very involved in that and partnering with the city. And I know Suzanne is so, you know, influential and, you know, a great partner for our Visalia folks. So, you know, definitely visiting us and, you know, knowing where those elevated experiences might be.
And also sports bars and breweries. Listen, that's fun. That's a fun atmosphere. Like maybe at the end of all the meetings, you just really want a good beer. You want some rowdiness, you know, not over the top rowdiness. You got some of the best Mexican food restaurants. I miss you guys. I'm serious. Like, I'm sorry, but like, you guys are winning in that department for sure. So a lot of good food, every lodging that you can imagine. You've got the internet, everything. Even the Marriott in Visalia, they made cocktail. We made cocktail videos with them years ago. I mean, probably like 10 years ago, went downstairs, had a ball just at our hotel, and they had laundry, which we
And another great option for cocktails in Visalia, you know, it would be a fun option with a great view, would be your rooftop bar, you know, the Elderwood restaurant at the Darling Hotel. So not just to stay there, they even have, you know, meeting spaces, smaller groups available, but, you know, great cocktails and food at the Elderwood with a beautiful view of our whole area.
Oh, man, yeah. This is good. This is good. You know, who's got a really good view is the... the golf course, is Rocky something, but the golf course outside of Porterville, maybe
yes, up by Springville. Yes.
it's Rocky something, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but I know we went there, had a great lunch. And I was just like, you know what? The views were incredible, just to see the mountains. And, you know, I love the views there. So I think you've got everything that people need for, you know, small to the giant, you know, come on, look at what you guys do in February. That's insane. And then you deal with all the visitors that come in the summer. And so this is a year round adventure that people can do any time of year to plan and work with budgets. And I really agree with you both about calling. Because, yeah, you've got everyone, discoverthesequoias.com. If you go there, it links through to all the chambers, visitor bureaus, and go on their websites, but get on the phone. Because when you talk to someone, you guys can say, oh, that's what you're looking for. How about this and that? You can help people just look at everything online, but actually, you know, really guide someone. So I think that's really cool. So thank you both for joining us.
Yeah, our pleasure. Yeah.
Good to have you both. Yeah. Everyone, discoverthesequoias.com. And if you're going to Tulare, go to tularechamber.org. If you go to Visalia, go to visitvisalia.com. And of course, keep up with us here at bigblendradio.com. We air our Travel Tulare show every first Thursday, and there's always something new to discover. So take care, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.